Hey everyone, and welcome back to Future Engineers. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the International Space Station. It currently has been announced to be retired eventually, and we're just going to be talking about what they're doing now, what they have been doing, and what the future looks like for the space station. Before we get into it, make sure to drop a follow wherever you're listening, and feel free to check out a couple other episodes if you're into engineering and talking about space. So yeah, let's get right into it. So on the International Space Station, right now, there are typically 3 to 6 astronauts aboard at any given time. They may live on the station for 6 months at a time. Currently, the crew of Expedition 58 are conducting scientific experiments in areas such as life sciences, physical sciences, technology development, remote sensing, and education. One major focus right now is discovering ways to protect astronauts from radiation. Astronauts are also studying the effects of microgravity on muscle mass, eyesight, and aging. All of this will be essential during deep space missions. In the near future, astronauts will travel to the moon and eventually Mars. The research they are currently conducting will help make these missions possible and safe. The research done there also aims to benefit life on Earth. One example is studying bone loss. It's something humans may experience as they grow older, and certain diseases may accelerate bone loss. Astronauts on the ISS are conducting experiments in microgravity to learn more about the causes and potential remedies. Another example is utilizing images taken of tropical cyclones to improve storm modeling and better path predictions that could save lives. You can learn more about the ISS. There's a bunch of stuff online or even on like NASA's website, probably the most easily accessed website. But there's a ton of stuff online about what the specifics they're doing. In 2019, they launched from Kennedy Space Center to the ISS. And in the past few years, they've been launching and landing in Russia. They just have a lot of access to rockets, and people have been going up from there. And yeah, so I believe you guys have probably heard about when NASA partnered with SpaceX to transport astronauts on their Crew Dragon and Boeing CST-100 Starliner spacecraft. Those are probably one of the more recent, bigger stories involving the space station. So yeah, nothing too important or crazy going on there. There's a lot of smaller tests to kind of help us understand how space interacts with our human body, and so on. So NASA has laid out its plan to decommission and deorbit the International Space Station. This is planned to be completed by 2031, so we still have a pretty long time, maybe 9 years, until it's completely out of service. But commercial replacement facilities are expected to step in before that time, allowing NASA to maintain a constant human presence in low Earth orbit. In the meantime, the Russian space agency, Roscosmos, has officially announced that it will leave the ISS in 2024 once its existing agreement runs out. Agency chief Yuri Borisov stated that Russia will now focus on building its own station. Since its launch in 1998, the era of the space station has seen a continued human presence in space, with astronauts from different countries around the globe living, working, and conducting vital science experiments in the Earth's orbit. It has also become a popular object to spot in the night sky. You can see it just looking up into the sky, photographs, and different things like that. It enters its third decade of being in space. It's beginning to show age. Much of its equipment is outdated, and structural problems such as cracks are beginning to emerge. The international partners that collaborate in the running of the space station have decided to wind down activities before eventually deorbiting the ISS. The process will definitely take several years because the orbit is gradually reduced by visiting spacecraft, which will eventually cause it to crash to the Earth in January of 2031. So there will be a large amount of debris. It will be disposed of in the South Pacific Ocean in an uninhabited area. Now moving forward, what exactly will replace the ISS, or will there be any replacement at all? To ensure that low Earth orbit activities continue without the International Space Station, NASA probably will commission companies to create some sort of destination, maybe even multiple. Three U.S. companies have basically been named to replace ISS. They include like Blue Origin, NanoRacks LLC, and Northrop Grumman. So yeah, this is kind of an interesting story because it marks the end of an era in a way. The International Space Station has been around for a long time and has served its purpose in our exploration and understanding of how space works, basically. And there's a lot of stories about our evolvement and improvement in knowledge just from this one station. So it's coming down, will kind of be the end of an era, and I believe that this is also a step in a more modern and adventurous era for us, hopefully, seeing that we're going to the moon now, and there are plans to go further, especially with companies like SpaceX and Elon Musk, who want to go further and go to Mars and inhabit there and kind of move past just our atmosphere and smaller projects. So it seems like we're finally getting to the tier where we can get past our atmosphere and exceed expectations and kind of go back to that Apollo era of innovation. I don't know if we'll ever reach that again unless there's some political conflict, but yeah, that is where we're at right now. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. That'll be it for today. Make sure you guys follow wherever you're listening, and if you're interested in engineering or space topics, feel free to listen to a couple other episodes. But yeah, that's it for today. Have a great day. Thank you.